Hi everyone, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. Today is Sunday, July the 3rd, 2022, just a few hours before the holiday, and you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. In this episode, we're going to cover three big news events. Ohio police officers shoot and kill black male, shot him over 60 times. R. Kelly gets his sentence of 30 years. And for some odd reason, a bunch of cows died at one time. We're going to cover these three big news events and maybe more once we return from this short break. See you again soon. Peace. Hey everyone, you're back over listening to L Boogie. We're going to cover R. Kelly's sentence to 30 years in prison for federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges. All right. Disgraced R&B singer Robert Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison Wednesday following his conviction last year on federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges stemming from his efforts over the years to use his fame to ensnare victims he sexually abused. All right. Prosecutors had asked the judge to sentence Kelly 55 to more than 25 years behind bars, while his defense attorney asked for 10 or fewer, saying prosecutors' request was tantamount to a life sentence. Survivors of Kelly's abuse held hands and prayed as U.S. District Court Judge Ann Donnelly began reading his sentence. Kelly, who wore a tan prison uniform, dark rimmed glasses, and a black mask at the hearing in federal court in Brooklyn, showed no emotion. "You left in your wake a trail of broken lies," Donnelly told Kelly, whose full name is Robert Sylvester Kelly. In deciding the sentence, Donnelly said she considered Kelly's own traumatic childhood, during which his attorney said he was reportedly sexually abused by a family member and a landlord. "It may explain at least in part what led to your behavior," the judge said, "and most surely is not an excuse." Devontae Cunningham, a former backup singer for Kelly, praised the sentence. "I started this journey 30 years ago," Cunningham said outside the courtroom after the hearing. "There wasn't a day in my life up until this moment that I actually believed that the judicial system would come through for black and brown girls. I stand here very proud of my judicial system, very proud of my fellow survivors, and very pleased with the outcome." A jury convicted Kelly last September on 9 counts, including 1 charge of racketeering and 8 counts of violation of the Mann Act, a sex trafficking law. Prosecutors from the Eastern District of New York accused Kelly of using his status and celebrity and a network of people at his disposal to target girls, boys, and young women for his own sexual gratification. The 5-week federal trial in Brooklyn included testimony from witnesses who said they were sexually and physically abused by Kelly. The court also heard from people involved with orchestrating the disgraced R&B singer's 1994 marriage to the late singer Aaliyah when she was just 15 years old and he was an adult after he believed she had gotten pregnant. Kelly's attorney, Jennifer Bonjean, said he would not address the court according to the other criminal cases faced by Kelly, but said before the sentence was read that her client rejects that he is this monster. He accepts that he is a flawed individual, Von Jean said, but he is not this one, the demonic monster that the government has portrayed and the media has portrayed. Kelly made his only comment in response to the judge after Von Jean said he wouldn't speak. Yes, Your Honor, that's my wish. Von Jean said she advised Kelly not to speak at the sentencing because of pending litigation against him, but added he has regrets. And he said, and he is sad, nobody wants to hear what he heard today. Okay. No one can undo the harm. Prior to sentencing, the court heard impact statements from several of Kelly's victims, including Jane Doe 2, who testified at trial. It's been 23 years since we knew each other, and you're victimized a lot of girls since then, she said, addressing Kelly. She later added, now it's your turn to have your freedom taken from you. No one can undo the harm that has been done to these victims. Attorney Gloria Aldred, who represented three victims who testified, told reporters Wednesday outside court. But at least it's time for Mr. Kelly to be accountable. Defense attorney and prosecutors argued Wednesday in court over whether Kelly even could pay a fine. The defense said that he's pretty close to indigent and could not. Prosecutors disagreed, saying money from the sales of some of his music rights and millions of dollars in royalties held by Sony could cover the fine. In the 9 months since the conviction, Kelly was replaced his entire legal team with Von Jean and her firm. Von Jean is the attorney who helped Bill Cosby get his sexual assault conviction overturned and also represented Cosby in the civil case he lost this month at trial. We were prepared for it, Von Jean said of the sentence outside the court. We were now prepared to fight this appeal. Kelly is being held at the federal detention facility in Brooklyn and is expected to be moved to Chicago, where he faces another federal trial in August on child pornography and obstruction charges. Von Jean will ask Kelly to continue to be held at the Brooklyn Federal Detention Center as her team prepares for his upcoming trial, she told CNN on Thursday, adding she is based in New York. CNN has sought comments from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Illinois, the Bureau of Prisons, and U.S. Marshals, who will be tasked with moving Kelly. Kelly also has state cases pending in Illinois and Minnesota. All right. Childhood trauma revealed. It is over 14 hours of interviews with psychiatrist experts, Kelly said. His closet relationship growing up was with his mother. His earliest memories were watching his mom perform as a singer in a band called Six Pack, and he would often accompany her to McDonald's, where she would drink coffee and they would share pastry. Kelly had never met his father and described his mother's death as the most tragic event in his life, saying he would go to McDonald's frequently to smell the coffee and remember, according to a letter filed by Renee Sorrentio, a clinical assistant professor at Harvard University. To me, the M stands for mom. Going to McDonald's is always being around my mother, Kelly said, but his childhood was also marked with trauma. Kelly saw a childhood sweetheart drown when he was a little boy, and people interviewed by a psychiatrist expert said Kelly was reportedly sexually abused beginning when he was 6 or 7 year old boy. His attorney wrote, saying he was abused by his older sister and also a landlord at times on a weekly basis. Sorrentino said in her letter, Kelly's childhood sexual abuse may have contributed to his heterosexuality, hypersexuality, or difficulty controlling sexual urges, and believed it was a factor in his criminal convictions. While Kelly was convicted of sexual exploitation of a child, Sorrentino refused to diagnose Kelly with pedophilia because he told her his sexual behavior has never involved prepubescent individuals, she said. Faith, another woman who testified at Kelly's trial, countered the defense argument Wednesday in her victim impact statement, saying her own father had also been sexually abused as a child but never molested me. Singer support. Among the letters that asked for a shorter sentence for Kelly was one written by Deanna Copeland, Kelly's former sister, who testified as a government witness and said she wrote a letter in support of Kelly because it was the right thing to do. God doesn't want us to throw humans away, Copeland wrote. If we have the audacity to care for the perpetrators as well as the victims, we can all rise. Jocelyn Savage, who was considered a victim of Kelly's by prosecutors, also remains a supporter. Robin and I are deeply in love, and it breaks my heart that the government has created a narrative that I am a victim, Savage said. I'm a grown woman, and I can speak for myself, which is why I wanted to provide this letter to the court. In her letter, Savage reveals she is now engaged to Kelly. Okay. Oh, well, there's more information on here, but time won't permit me to go over that information, so we're going to cut it short here, and once we come back from the short message, I'm going to give you the information about the young man in Akron, Ohio, shot over 60 times by Akron police. See you guys in a second. Peace. Everyone, you're back over listening to El Boogie. We're going to jump right into our next bit of news. Ohio police officers shoot fleeing black man dozens of times, lawyer says. This happened yesterday, Saturday, July the 2nd. Okay. Police killed Jalen Walker, a black man in Ohio, by shooting him dozens of times as he ran from officers following a traffic stop, a lawyer for his family said, citing a review of police body-worn camera footage due to be made public this Sunday, which is today. In comments published on Saturday by the Akron Beacon Journal, attorney Bobby DiCilio describes the video as brutal and said Walker's relatives worried that protests this weekend could turn violent. The shooting was the latest in a spate of killings of black men by law enforcement in the United States that critics say are unjustified, including the 2020 murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis that ignited global protests against police brutality and racial justice. Akron police said Walker, 25, fired a gun at officers who were pursuing him. They plan to release their body camera footage following a news conference on Sunday, hours before the protest march is scheduled. Pounds, a minister for the family, declined to describe the details of the graphic video the world is about to see, but he called the footage shocking, saying it showed Walker posed no threat when he was shot down in a manner the pastor likened to a massacre. It's barbaric, Pound said in an interview with local television station WEWS-TV. You'll see tomorrow, end quote. Officers have said the deadly confrontation began when officers tried to stop Walker for a traffic violation while he was driving early Monday morning. Walker fled, according to the Akron Police Department, which said officers reported a gun being fired from Walker's vehicle. After several minutes, Walker exited his vehicle and ran while officers chased him on foot and fired at him, saying he was presenting a deadly threat, the police department said in a statement on Tuesday. Walker was pronounced dead in the parking lot where he fell. Police representatives did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Saturday. DeCilio said his team has not seen any evidence Walker fired a weapon, and that police body camera footage showed him running with his back to the officers when they gunned him down. And I quote, "He is just in a down sprint when he's dropped by what I think the count is more than 90 shots, DeCilio told the Beacon Journal. Now, how many of those land, according to our investigation right now, we're getting details that suggest 60 to 80 wounds. It was not clear how many bullets struck Walker because bullets can cause wounds both entering and exiting the body, DeCilio said. The television station WJW-TV said a preliminary report from the medical examiner's office found Walker sustained multiple gunshot wounds to the head, torso, and legs, and that a weapon was recovered from the car by Ohio's Bureau of Criminal Investigation, though it did not specify which car. Pounds told WEWS that Walker did not have a weapon when he was shot. It was in his car. Compounding the tragedy, according to the Beacon Journal, Walker's fiance had died in a car accident last month, though WJW cited attorneys for the family saying Walker had no intention of harming himself or others when he was killed. The officers involved in the shooting have been placed on administrative leave during an investigation, the department statement said. Okay, that's the end of that. We're going to take another short break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about these cows that all of a sudden died. See you guys in a minute. Peace. Hi everyone, you're back on the list of El Boogie. There is some shocking footage of thousands of dead cows emerging during Kansas heat wave. Shocking footage of thousands of dead cows have emerged on TikTok during an intense Kansas heat wave. The TikTok video posted by Newsweek could not verify that the deaths were related to the heat wave or where and when the video was taken. But extreme temperatures have been seen across the southwest of the state of Kansas in recent days. According to the video, of which a caption read 3,000 cows died over the weekend in southwest Kansas, the rancher had no idea why so many cattle had died. On June 13th, temperatures reached 108 degrees Fahrenheit in southwest Kansas. President of World Weather Incorporated, Drew Linear, told Reuters, the heat had been so extreme in parts of the state that many areas were under a heat advisory in recent days. The coming weekend may see temperatures nearing 110 degrees, and this could continue to have severe effects on the state's cattle. Matthew Lara, a spokesperson for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, told Reuters that at least 2,000 cattle have died due to high temperature and humidity as of June 14th. The 2,000 figure comes from facilities that are helping ranchers dispose of the deadly bodies. The dead bodies. Cattle struggle to acclimatize to the sudden change in temperature. Scarlett Higgins, spokesperson for the Kansas Livestock Association, told Reuters. This was because cooling winds suddenly disappeared, replaced with humidity and heat. It's going to be oppressively hot and stressful for the animals, Lanier told Reuters. Mass deaths such as this are a blow to the state's cattle industry, which is one of the biggest in the United States, after those in Texas and Nebraska. According to Reuters, there have been added pressure on the industry recently following rising feed costs triggered by supply chain issues amid Russia's Ukraine invasion. So they're blaming it on Russia. There are an estimated 6.35 million cattle in Kansas. The state also has a large influence in the cattle processing sector, according to the Kansas Department of Agriculture. The TikTok video terrorized that bovine respiratory disease, a condition that affects the lungs or upper respiratory tract, may have also caused the death, but this has not been confirmed. Towards the end, the footage also said that an autopsy of the animals was pending. Certain types of cattle are at high risk of dying from heat. Those who have a previous history of respiratory disease tend to be more vulnerable to the heat. Younger animals and darker colored animals also suffer more adverse effects. Cattle living in extreme heat need a huge daily water supply. Brenda Maziak, president of the Industry Association, Nebraska Cattlemen, told Reuters that ranchers must be out every day making sure that the water is maintained. That's it. Okay, well, that's the end of this episode of Listen to L Boogie. Hope you were informed. And of course, again, I'll see you guys again the next time God leaves his footprints in the sky. Like I always say, love each other. Try to. I'll holler at you again on another episode of Listen to L Boogie. You can, if you go and look on my page, you can contact me at LarryRoundtreeJr@gmail.com. If you have any ideas or questions for the show, there's also a mechanism where you can donate. Donations would be appreciated. It will help me expand my show and bring guests. Again, this is L Boogie. I'll talk to y'all again soon. Peace.